another installment of the Omnicare Clinical Nurse podcast series. Our goal is to touch on relevant topics that are common to the post-acute care setting. The clinical nurse team at Omnicare is comprised of mostly former post-acute directors of nursing, regional nurses, and infusion nurse specialists. My name is Vanessa Moore, Omnicare Clinical Nurse, and I will be your host today. Joining today is Barb McDonald, Clinical Nurse at Omnicare. For today's topic, we will be discussing insulin pens, how and why to prime. Barb, thank you for joining us on today's call. Can you tell us a little about why this topic is so important to our listeners?
Correct usage of insulin pens is important because it prevents underdosing or overdosing, ensuring the insulin delivery is consistent and effective for managing blood sugar levels. Patient safety is always an important topic. Priming ensures that you will be delivering the correct dose by removing all the air in the needle and to ensure that the needle is patent, having no defects in the manufacturing process.
I guess we should start by describing exactly what is meant by priming the insulin pen.
Priming an insulin pen is much like priming with a syringe when drawing up insulin from a vial or, as another example, like priming the tubing for an IV. Very simply, priming means removing the air bubbles from the needle to ensure that the needle is open and working.
And what are the correct steps to priming an insulin pen? What is the process?
First, the pen needle should be applied prior to priming the pen. You know the insulin pen is primed when you can observe insulin at the tip. It may take more than one priming. So how do you do this? While holding the pen upright with the needle pointing upward, check the pen for extra air by tapping it like you would a syringe to bring the air to the top. Dial up 2 units of insulin or the amount recommended by the manufacturer. Next, while still holding the pen upright, perform an air shot to prime the pen. Repeat this process if the insulin is not visualized.
What do you do if the insulin is still not passing through the pen needle?
That's a great question, Vanessa. The needle could have a manufacturing defect. If the insulin is still not observed after 3 attempts of priming, change the needle and start the process again.
Can you explain what happens if a pen is not primed properly?
Well, for one thing, if you don't prime, it could result in a significant medication error. But besides that, and more importantly, the resident could potentially be receiving an air shot instead of the actual dose, which would result in altered dosages, in which case the resident's increased glucose would not be adequately controlled. Not priming properly could result in an inappropriate dosage of insulin. As an example, failing to prime a pen for a resident with the prescribed dose of 2 units would mean that the resident could be receiving no insulin at all.
What are some other things to keep in mind regarding insulin pens?
Some of the most common practices we correct during our quality reviews are related to storage of the pens. Pens should not be stacked in a cup. Stacking pens outside of their own labeled bags can increase the risk of selecting the wrong insulin for the resident, causing a potential medication error. It's also an infection contamination risk. It's also important not to keep multiple pens in one bag. Storing insulin pens in their own labeled bags help identify different insulins for different residents, reducing the risk of cross-contamination and the administration of incorrect insulin.
There's also some guidance you have related to dating insulin. Can you tell us about that?
Open pens should be clearly identified with the resident's name, date open, and expiration date. The pharmacy affixes stickers to each pen to record the date opened. Best practice is to date the barrel and not the cap. The cap is a removable item so that if the wrong cap is placed on the barrel of a pen and you don't check the label, you have the potential for a medication error by administering the insulin to the wrong resident.
What can you tell us about what not to do with an insulin pen?
Do not draw insulin from the insulin pen. Insulin pens are under pressure and have been developed to work specifically with the pen's delivery system, which are their respective pen needles. Another key point mentioned is that when we alter the manufacturer delivery method, we could destroy the pen's mechanism, rendering the insulin pen ineffective for future uses. Insulin pens may not be shared with other residents. Backflow of blood into the insulin pen vial is possible after injection. This makes it possible for blood-borne and/or bacterial organisms to be spread to another person when the pen is shared, even if the needle is changed.
Speaking of infection control, are there any other tips you would like to provide for our listeners before we close?
Yes, a common mistake is not swabbing the tip of the pen with an alcohol swipe prior to attaching the needle. To prevent infections, it's important to swab the tip of the pen vigorously prior to attaching the needle, the same as you would scrub the hub when inserting an IV. And please make sure that the pen tip is dry before attaching the pen needle. I can't stress this point more. The risk of contamination may be magnified if the alcohol is not allowed to dry for at least 30 seconds. Infection prevention strategies should be applied to all injections.
We hope that these tips help you feel confident the next time you administer insulin. Our goal is to help you provide the best possible care for your residents by providing the resources and education when and where you need them. That will wrap up today's discussion of why and how to prime insulin pens. Thank you, Barb, for joining us today and sharing your expertise and providing this valuable information for our listeners. I'd also like to thank everyone joining us today for this podcast. We truly hope that you've learned something and look forward to having you tune in for additional podcasts in the future. If any of our listeners have questions regarding the information that we discussed today, please reach out to your OmniCare clinical nurse or account manager. If you're interested in or are not familiar with OmniCare's vast array of services, please contact us at elearning@omnicare.com. Have a great day.